poker. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America, and 52 other countries as well. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Got a lot of cool stuff posted. Outside of that, if you'd like to be my friend, please go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, and phone lines are accessible today, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Got lots of stuff going on today, friends. Just a reminder, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, well, Mr. Other Guy, hey, why is that?
Tell you why it is. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. The Capitol Hill Outsider just actually published something. You'll find it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And it's titled this, Join Bradley Dean and the Outsider in the Fight for Freedom and Liberty. And this really outlines, we've been talking a lot about the scandals going on with this administration and how these scandals are directed at the American people. Ta-da!
The
end of that, when people don't stand against scandals that have been directed at them, guess what's going to continue to happen? More and more scandals.
Right. Inching their way incrementally.
That's right.
Into your house.
Until we resist.
And your bank accounts.
And this resistance is actually written about very well. Chip, the author of this, Capitol Hill Outsider, find it at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, diagnoses the problem, but it also brings the solution. It talks about Bradley's lawsuit against Rachel Maddow and how the mainstream media has targeted conservatives all over the country, including himself, and does it multiple times until a response comes. So find that. We're actually incentivizing folks to help support that cause on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out
what's the cause, Jake?
The cause is fighting for justice.
Amen.
And this justice is your justice.
That's right.
This is America's justice.
Precedenting setting.
We have to set that.
Yes.
Because if there's no precedent set on our side, then all we do is read the headlines about the precedent set by the other side.
That's right. Justice is the guardian of liberty, friends. Forget it not.
And there will be no liberty if there is
Well,
no
and that's
guardian.
What America's crying out for inadvertently
yep.
or
right.
unknowingly. You're asking for justice and mm-hmm. judgment so you can have peace and righteousness. But they're not one without the other, my friends.
Yeah. And you've got to be the one to put your feet on that.
On also the necks of your enemies.
Amen.
David
that's
said
a promise.
That.
That's a
David
promise.
David said, I turned not until my enemies were consumed.
That's right.
And Lord, those that rose up against me, that they are no longer able to rise. Mm-hmm. And it also talks about in the book of Psalm 18, where he said that it's God that subdueth the people from under me. And Joshua talked about it as well. Give us the necks of our enemies. And it's true, friends, because it's either, really, in a lot of ways, it's either kill or be killed. Do you remember that
it
movie
is.
Back in the 70s, 80s?
Hmm.
Early
That's
80s.
A true statement.
It is.
You're in a
it
war, and in a war,
totally.
You get the other guys, or
yeah.
they get you.
And the issue here is the enemy's within, not without, friends, yep. and that's what you need to wake up to.
Speaking of that, Obama redefines the war on terror. President Obama on Thursday, this is at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, he's going to redefine it. What is it, Obama? Tell us, please! It's time to narrow the scope of the grinding battle against terrorists.
And, well, we know the terrorists are not
Who are those terrorists?
The radical Islams, according to Barack
yeah,
Hussein
that's
Obama, the Muslim himself,
that's
at least
grinding.
According to appearance.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This is kind of weird. But will you play that really quick, Kerry?
These attacks were all brutal. They were all deadly.
Speaking of Britain.
And we learned that left unchecked, these threats can grow.
These threats can grow.
But if dealt with smartly and proportionally, these threats need not rise to the level that we saw on the eve of 9/11.
Or Benghazi.
Wait. Stop for a second. Who was the attacks made by concerning 9/11? Who is that we were told that attacked the American people to start a war over in Iraq?
Yeah.
Supposedly extreme Muslims. Yeah, that's extreme interesting. You also got to keep in mind with this guy, friends, is everything he says look the other direction. Listen to the rest of what he said right here. This is interesting.
Moreover, we have to recognize that these threats don't arise in a vacuum. Most, though not all, of the terrorism we face is fueled by a common ideology, a belief by some extremists that Islam is in conflict with the United States and the West, and that violence against Western targets, including civilians, is justified in pursuit of a larger cause. Of course, this ideology is based on a lie.
Oh.
The United States is not at war with Islam.
What? What?
Is that Islam at war with the United States?
Jake, are you that stupid? I mean, I believe what he said, don't you?
Yeah, I was hanging on every word. I was waiting for him to finish. I'm kind of upset you cut it off.
Can you just back that up just a little bit? Gary, this is incredible. This is, well, hey, folks, if it's true, then let's say goodbye to the DHS.
That's a great start.
Yeah, let's say goodbye to the TSA.
Stop hemorrhaging the
ammo
sales.
Say goodbye to the Patriot Act, folks. There's no longer Islamic threats.
What do we need
that for? Of course there is, friends. Look what's going on over in England right now. Look what's going on over in Europe and Switzerland right now, my friend. Of course you are. Of course you are under a threat. And of course, according to the Quran, it's okay for them to lie. And that's what we know that this man has been doing since day one, is lying to the American people on a daily basis, scandal after scandal after scandal. But I believe what he has to say. My name is stupid. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in some stupid person's head that doesn't know how to tell the truth.
Extremists that Islam is in conflict with the United States and the West, and that violence against Western targets, including civilians, is justified in pursuit of a larger cause. Of course, this ideology is based on a lie.
Oh, wow.
The United States is not
from the father
at war
of lies,
with Islam.
Yeah.
That's right. It's not against
and
Islam.
This ideology is rejected by the vast majority of Muslims.
Really?
Who are the most frequent victims?
For those that didn't know, over on the southern border, friends, they're finding Korans on the border before crossing over to the state. Now, I didn't see. Let's go back to Osama bin Laden. I don't see Osama bin Laden suing our governors. I see this administration suing our governors.
That's right.
I don't see Osama bin Laden dividing and conquering by playing the race card 24/7. I do see this administration playing the race card. I don't see Osama bin Laden arming Mexicans only to blame the Americans, but I see this administration doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Osama bin Laden arming the Muslim terrorists, namely through Benghazi and gun running to our sworn enemies, but I do see this administration doing that. Wow.
So this administration really isn't at war against Islam.
No.
Of course not.
Well, we've already been
because
told
Islam
by the DHS who the enemy is.
Islam and this administration are actually at war with you.
Well,
America.
We're not. Hey, listen, the American people aren't
attacked.
Hey, the American people aren't celebrating Ramadan in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
This administration is.
That's for sure.
How long do you think it's going to take before the American people figure that out, Jake?
Once he's thrown out, then I'll believe the American people have figured it out.
Yes, through impeachment,
amen.
At least.
This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Man, I love that Buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heather's doing her homework in the back, one of the producers, and she brought this to my attention, supposedly from the hand of Barack Hussein Obama. Please share.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought I have it up on the screen here. I'm going to grab it. Okay, in his book, Audacity of Hope, what he said is this following quote. It says, "In the wake of 9/11, my meetings with Arab and Pakistani Americans, for example, have a more urgent quality, for the stories of detentions and FBI questioning and hard stares from neighbors have shaken their sense of security and belonging. They have been reminded that the history of immigration in this country has a dark underbelly. They need specific assurances that their citizenship really means something, that America has learned the right lessons from the Japanese internments during World War II, and that I will stand with them should the political wind shift in an ugly direction."
Oh, what a man.
Well, he's keeping his word
so
there,
noble,
isn't he?
And honest,
sure he is.
And,
yep. Sending F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah. And the hundreds of millions of dollars to America's sworn enemies. Yes, of course. You've got to believe what this individual says.
But he did say he's going to close down Guantanamo Bay. Is that good? He said, but this war, like all wars, must
really?
End.
As That's he's trying to disarm advises. The American people?
It's what our democracy demands.
Yeah. You know, for those that thought all of our ammunition, because I'm getting emails and texts and Facebook texts concerning ammunition drying up. Jake, would you go ahead and share that?
Yeah. I talked to an ammunition store this morning. He said, yeah, we got ammo right now, but probably by next week, maybe the week after, it's going to be gone.
Really?
And I said, as in gone, you're going to restock, though, later. And he said, no, probably not for a year. That's what they're forecasting right now.
Interesting.
And he brought this up.
Who's buying it up, Jake? Isn't that DHS?
Yeah definitely. Yeah. And this is why. He brought this up, I guess, after World War II. And maybe one of you listeners, if you're listening, you can verify this. 877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. After World War II, federal government passed into law or made a statute that they have the right to freeze 90% of all ammo sales. In other words, they can buy it.
Is that because of the Japanese internment camps, though?
I have no idea. I think the internment camps were the fact we were at war with Japan and we couldn't risk anybody betraying us on the homeland.
Right, so that's why you freeze up the ammo then, right?
In this particular situation, yeah,
I mean, it's
you're
not
making
like,
the correlation.
It's not
yeah.
like the American government hasn't turned on the vets before,
yeah.
namely World War One. Do you remember that when they wanted to cut their benefits? That didn't go over very good, did
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it didn't fly.
Now, the veterans that came home from World War One went mm-hmm. and dealt with those individuals that
yep.
were corrupting our republic, didn't
yep.
they? Yeah.
Those slick
didn't turn out
those,
very well.
Those slick willies in business suits, those attorneys who think
yeah.
they can legislate policy based on the blood, that's their
policy.
Payment.
Yeah.
The blood of our veterans. They
Jesus said they withhold the keys of knowledge.
I
yeah, woe unto the lawyers, Jesus said, yeah.
How in the world does the federal government get the access to seize all manufacturing of ammunition and say, we get 90% of this?
I don't know. Maybe it's them against us?
I've never even heard that before.
Well, not in America.
Never heard
no,
that
No, because
before.
They, again, they drive their... Just
powers
from the consent of the government.
Now,
of the governed,
if
yeah.
we were at war and Congress declared war, then I can see at that particular point, say somebody had...
But Jake, what's important is who's Congress? That's the voice of the
That's
American
right.
people.
Yeah, but
right.
I mean, to the point of if they came and seized 90% of the manufacturing, I could get that if we were at war. We had been attacked on multiple fronts, etc. Right now, the only garbage we have is this war on terror, and even Obama's backpedaling from the war on terror. But yet they're still buying ammo, 90% of it, to the point where you and I, in a couple weeks, may not even be able to get ammo at ammo stores because the manufacturers, not because they're not producing it, because
right.
everything they produce gets bought up by the DHS. We get 10%, the government gets 90%. Makes no sense at all unless you're a tyrannical.
You know, it's interesting
government.
That you bring up Egypt because I remember watching a documentary on some of the people that were over in Egypt asking where this Muslim Brotherhood was coming
yeah.
from, and they said it was a created political, you know,
yep.
arm
yeah.
of some mysterious government. And isn't it interesting, these UN monkeys, they like to divide governments one against another, but we're all people, we're all in this together. And most people, I would go so far as to say 98%, 99% of the population, global population, they don't want war.
No, the people, you're right.
Who wants
Absolutely.
War?
The people
Bankers.
That make money off it. Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
You know, another thing is, too, is, I mean, when we look at this policy, we are not, okay, when we look at the policy,
I mean,
maybe
hey, Jake,
as an example.
Here's the bottom line. Politicians, what do they do anyways?
Again. Mumbo says, how do you like them apples, coppers? Mumbo says, why can't the great Dick Tracy stop me?
That's hey, I mean, what do they do anyways, dude? I mean, that's all they do. Now, I'll slow that down.
I am stripping your rights and liberties from you and making a lot of money doing it.
See what happens when you slow the roll on Mumbles, friends? You hear what he's really saying. Oh, my goodness. And the American people are inundated with scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. How long do you suppose... The American people, and how long do you suppose the American people are going to be able to survive this? Remember what James Madison said about the Republican warfare, continued warfare?
Mm.
He said that our Republic would not survive it.
Yeah, it would subsist. The reason, and why? Because then in wars, the ability to tax, and then everybody's just, you're always oppressed. You're always oppressed, and you've always given control over who? The executive branch of our government. Laws get passed a lot quicker, and all of your liberties go in the toilet because we have to give them to the government so that they can protect us, right?
Okay, so what we're seeing, let's take that to a scriptural sense. So what we're seeing today is instead of them following Moses, mm-hmm. the rule of law, where liberty reigns, my
yeah.
friends, they have appointed a captain to take them back into Egypt, into
yeah,
bondage.
That's right.
In other words, instead of obeying God, the God that 78 percentile say they love,
mm-hmm.
they're saying no to God and they're saying yes to politicians.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think
we rule the roost, friends. They do not. We're in this together. We're not at war with each other. We're one in the same, John. We're one in the same.
And this is what's so deceptive about this. Okay, so Obama comes out, and I need to make 2 points in this. Obama comes out and says, you know, we're going to scale down the war on terror. And so... In part, what he is saying is yes.
Is he going to be impeached?
Why in the world are we over there?
Is he going to be impeached? I mean, that's
the
real question.
This is the deception of it.
Yeah.
So then, automatically, is there validity to the fact that we shouldn't be all over the world fighting a global war on terror? Yes, because it's unconstitutional. We should not
be. You mean it's not our job to police the world, Jake?
So that part is good, right? So there's a little
bit.
Then the Republicans jump on the other side and say, well, that's going to make us so vulnerable now. That's terrible to actually follow the Constitution according to what Obama said. Now, we know what Obama's saying. What he's really saying is, stop hating on the Muslims because, well, I am Muslim.
And the homos, they said. And the homos. I didn't say that. They do. We got a video coming up, by the way, called Spit Against Heaven soon enough, but we'll give you details as They rise.
As they come along. Yes. So as this persists, what do you hear? You hear either, oh, I've got to defend my country, therefore I have to fight Muslims all over the world, or I just give up my hands and say that Muslims aren't the enemy. Listen, if a Muslim attacks this country, which Sharia law is diametrically opposed to our constitutional law, it is. And they come on our soil, guess what? We deal with them. We're not going to be able to control the crazy right, we're not going to be able to control the crazy radicals over in the Middle East. That's not our job either. Oh. We have to take care of what we
it's
have.
It's probably not
right
the
here.
Job of the British, neither.
No, it's probably not the job of the British. But if you tolerate, it's going to become your main function.
Listen to this. Do you know the guy? For example, friends, did you hear about this guy? I'm sure you have over the last couple of days. The British soldier. The soldier. He was hit by a car in broad daylight. Then the two attackers, Muslim extremists, jumped out and they hacked him to death and dumped his body in the middle of southeastern London Road. Okay. Now, what they cried out, the Muslim extremists that hacked the military man to death, they said, "We swear by Almighty Allah, we will never stop fighting you until you leave us alone." Listen, friends.
Pretty telling.
"We swear by Almighty Allah, we will never stop fighting you until you leave us alone." Now, does that not sound familiar? Does that not sound like the homosexual agenda? Does that not sound like a political pitch to be used for absolute control and power to a government? "We swear by Almighty Allah, we shall never stop fighting you until you leave us alone." Leave you alone?
As you're hacking
somebody? The heck
somebody?
You got that we want? Now, if there is truth to this statement, I understand. America, you're hated by countries across the world because of what you allow your politicians to do to those countries. But for the most part, the good people of America, good people of America, they mean harm to nobody.
Of course not, yeah.
But it still lies within the power of the good people to stop the bad politicians from disrupting countries. Mm-hmm. And you said that earlier.
Yeah.
But isn't this interesting?
Yeah.
Over in England, so you know what the cops did? They came over and shot both of them. Good for them.
They had guns that time.
Well, a couple of them did. And you also heard over in England not too long ago, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, the London police, because they were disarmed in this particular situation, the Muslims rolls up and the police were running away from the Muslims. Yeah. How's that working out for a disarmed nation? Wow. That's straight stupidity.
That is straight stupidity.
Hey, no nation can preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare, said the father of our Constitution, James Madison. What you seeing, folks? God said, "I will turn that nation into hell that will not serve me." Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Politicians, friends. This is Mumbles.
Bibigo.
Okay, you heard him, Mr. Green.
There's his testimony, guys.
What is he saying? I can't.
I have no idea. Did you guys know that in China, friends, they are banning head bags, Muslim head bags, beards, and burqas? Interesting.
Head bags?
Head bags.
Is that like the turban thing they found?
Dude, I have no idea. I'm not a Muslim. Speaking of Muslims, folks, if you thought the UN International Baccalaureate and federal No Child Left Behind educational schemes were bad enough, you might want to take a little bit of a deeper look. Since the 9/11 attacks, you would think the administration following would use a little prudence if they were sincerely concerned about a radical Muslim threat. When Obama took his oath of office, he instead defied America in numerous ways. He had given $1.5 billion to Muslim-led Egypt in foreign aid, and shortly after, the Muslim Brotherhood declared war on the United States. Now, folks, this is the same man that said America is no longer a Christian nation. You say what you want to. Followed by a reference that America may be noted as a Muslim nation. Yeah. Hey, Mister, whatever you want to call yourself, I am stinking humored to the core. Interestingly enough, in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated, folks. This is just the beginning. It's not too far gone. This is the beginning. They've been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Now, studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks, giving an Islamic slant to our youth. See, the Chinese have this proverb, when you're quiet, you're strongest.
Every time this president says something, look the other direction, friends. I kid you negative. Now, friends, as a result, our youth are subject to the following teachings in public schools. Listen carefully. Learning to become a Muslim. Fasting for Ramadan. Learning the five pillars of Islam. Memorize verses of the Quran. Adopt a Muslim name. Stage a jihad, war against non-Muslims. Well, how did this happen? The American Civil Liberties Union, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Listen carefully, friends. Americans United for Separation of Church and State are opening the doors to the Muslim indoctrination, along with the American Civil Liberties Union, opening the doors to Muslim indoctrination. Oh, my gosh. What's that saying? You play with fire, you get what?
Get burned.
Yeah, folks, the Clinton administration joined together and made a clause that opened the door to Muslim teachings. Let me say it again. The Clinton administration joined together and made a clause that opened the door to Muslim teaching while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. Christians, you have never lost the right to stand your ground. Hence, you see the courts backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California, lo and behold, is teaching their students a three-week course and essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time. This also very well explains why my ministry has been under incessant attack for bringing a moral and constitutional message to public schools. Folks, we're not being attacked by the Muslims, but the same difference is the homosexuals that are being used as a political battering ram for the Muslims.
Oh, yeah.
Now, to prove my point, a representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Alamoudi, today serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda. In the United States. Man, this sounds like Deuteronomy 28 to a T.
Right.
Those that hate you shall be appointed over you. Leviticus 26, it sounds like, wow, it sounds like America needs to repent. Now, in addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States and around 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabriel with Act for America, foster an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards Western culture, Christians, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims.
That doesn't leave many people left.
No, it doesn't. But what's interesting, they're attacking those that will not kill. Isn't that interesting? I mean, it's either convert to Islam or else. Or else what? We'll kill you.
And you die.
Wow. So why would they attack their own? Because they're not willing to be guilty of the same crime that they're committing? America, why is this happening in a nation that was founded on Christian principles, whose students were nurtured in a biblical worldview? Could it be that Christians became apathetic, went to sleep, and allowed this radical agenda to creep in unnoticed by the public at large? Why, yes, it is. As a matter of fact, Scripture comes to my aid. Thank you, Lord. And if you keep in mind, friends, tares were sown while men slept. But see, in America, you don't have that excuse. Because tares are being sown in the day of light while you're wide awake. See, Muslim infiltration is now taking over in universities as well. Saudis have taken advantage of the Title VI program that our government implemented after World War II for the education of young Americans about foreign cultures and languages. How? They're using their riches from oil to... Hey, by the way, how's that gas working out for you, America?
I know it ain't working out for Minnesota.
No, it's 409 here. It was 419 yesterday. Wow. Man, these sound like European prices. This is called gouging, friends. Folks, these folks are using their riches from oil to pump millions of dollars into our universities to appoint Arab or Arab professors into departments such as political science, Middle East study, and so on and so forth. So who are brainwashing our students with an anti-American point of view? They teach that we, you, America, are the problem, that our foreign policy is the problem, that our wealth is the problem, that our enlightenment is the problem, that our religion is the problem, and yet success are oppressing the rest of the world. The successes of the American people are oppressing the rest of the world. Well, they shouldn't be. Now, folks, this explains why Obama is apologizing to other nations. This is why he's targeting the youth vote after vote, and here we are. So vote after vote, after vote after vote, what's happening? He's going for this anti-American curriculum, which is sneaking its way into our schools. By the way, this is also why the ACLU quickly represents Muslims while refusing to defend Christians who practice their faith in public schools.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they
and in colleges.
Attack those Christians yes. that share their public faith in public schools. Share their faith in public schools. It is a public faith. That's why we have the liberties that we have right now. When Obama made the statement, whatever we once were, he knew exactly what we were. He's at war against your foundations, folks. Everything that he is doing is coming across the opposite way of what he says that it is, but it's always working for the benefit of whom? And this goes back to that whole charades between both parties. Should we be policing the world? No. That is good on its face. Should we be leery? Because I'm thinking about these crazy oil tycoons over there in the Middle East. It's one thing for them to be over there, but it's the next thing for us to allow them to come and infiltrate into America. And here's the problem. If there's always a dollar sign, there seems to be always somebody who's willing to be bought. And that's what's happening here. Somebody's willing to be bought, whether it's a school district, whether it's a politician, or somebody, because somehow that curriculum has to get in there. But as your community, as your mayor of your community, as your sheriff of your community, you can stand up and say, not in my community.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is not all communities and not all
sheriffs.
They're
doing that in Colorado right now, as a matter of fact.
And that's part of the divide and conquer, right?
Yep.
So you want to divide those people that will from those who won't. The ones that will, then we'll give them all the media and the coverage and things like that. But we still win, folks. We have the majority easily. All there is a myth, a smoke, that they've got some kind of momentum going for them. They don't. You are the last resistance. You are the law.
Yeah.
The law can't just come through as a word or a saying. You have to abide by that law.
It goes further than talk is
justice.
What you're telling me.
That's right.
Yeah.
And even if a government throws something down on you and says, you can't do this, you have to cooperate with that.
That's right.
And in America, there's all sorts of checks and balances that we have to not do so.
MLK
it's
said
unconstitutional.
That. Interestingly enough, James Madison said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. America's been under attack since 9/11 mm-hmm. by their own government.
Yep. And don't think that this little speech that Obama gave, you know, he's politically hot right now. There's a bullseye on his head. It has been, FYI, you better be careful about that. The bullseye on his head is the fact that the bullseye says unconstitutional. It's not that somebody's got their scopes or their sights set on him. I can't speak to that. But I do know this, is that he's under fire right now. He's trying to backpedal a little bit and win, because even when he came in, I'm going to close Guantanamo Bay. We're going to stop this destructive war on terror that Bush started. He hasn't done either of them.
No.
It has only progressed.
But just keep in mind, just let's put this in clarity too as well, that the Bushes are the ones that called for a new world order. Mm-hmm. Obama said the same exact thing the Bushes were saying, folks.
Carry the card.
Just a different face, that's all it is. Same agenda, and go all the way back to Hitler's his reign, the Third Reich. Same indoctrination.
And shift the extremists to now what Obama is saying, which he said, and be careful of his wording. He's actually telling you what he's doing. Our systematic effort to dismantle terrorist organizations must continue. We're just not doing it all over the globe. We're just not going to attack Muslims anymore. It's going to be terrorist organizations.
Let me tell you what John Wesley said back in the 1700s, the great field preacher. He said, ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth, that numberless cities are raised from the foundation and only their name remaining, that many countries which were once as the garden of God are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth, such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of humankind.
And its biggest face.
That's great.
And it is, because it's completely tyrannical. That system is completely tyrannical.
Listen to what Winston Churchill said. Go ahead, Jake.
Oh, I was going to say.
I'm going to give the quote in a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's completely tyrannical. So tyranny does exactly what Wesley's identifying with, and that is exactly what Islam is.
That's right.
It's by force. It's, I will control your conduct. Not just justice. I will control your conduct. If I perceive, I'm going to control it, and it will destroy.
Just think about it. You give the men the rule to roost through their father, and they go and violate and kill and maim and rape. And they call this the religion of peace? It's not even peaceful within their own borders, friends. What the stink. Who's stupid enough to believe this one? Got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break. Check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of the SleuthJournal.com, one of the leading alternative news outlets. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government. Bradley Dean has a unique method of educating Americans and creating an awareness of our truthful history and the real intent of our forefathers. Our Constitution was built on biblical principles and morals, and we have fallen by the wayside and are witnessing the destruction of our Constitution as well as our nation. It's time to take back our country and go back to the roots that created our great nation. Bradley Dean and his team do a wonderful job at reaching our young students where it matters most.
Amen.
Wendy.
You know, she sounded younger. Am I right? I mean, who else would have a perspective like that?
She's about...
Someone that really loves their country.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She definitely does.
Yes.
I'm down.
Now, isn't it interesting, we're talking about Islam, religion of peace, according to...
Yes.
I'm trying to figure that one out. Peace. And I said right before the break, I was going to tell you what Winston Churchill said. By the way, for those that really like Winston Churchill, I want to do your homework on that guy, too. He said some pretty profound things, though. I will say that. Never, never quit.
That's right.
Probably never. His best speech.
I think, was it quit or give up?
Well, he would get drunk, and then he would sleep around all day. Literally, he would just lay around all day sleeping, and he'd get up and then play the prime minister once in a while.
Wow.
But if you remember right, that's back during the World War II, remember he would be hanging around with all the New World Order monkeys, Roosevelt, Stalin, Winston Churchill. You've seen those famous pictures. I wonder how that's working out in hell, though. I mean, seriously, you got to think about that, right?
Probably a lot of people there.
It's kind of like Janus and Jamborees, mm-hmm. who withstood Moses, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep the peace, walking away from God doesn't work, friends.
Mm-hmm.
The way to keep the peace is to obey the Lord in all things. And it's peace for all, to those that are willing to abide by a God that gave his son to die for the sins of the world. That's a pretty awesome God. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he sent his son to be a propitiation, an appeasement for our sins.
Isn't that something? So Islam says, I will chop your head off if you disobey. God says, I sent my son to die for your sins because you already have disobeyed. There's nothing you can do about it, but I'm not going to chop your head off.
That's love.
I'm going to give my son.
That's love.
And then through love, you're compelled to then keep his commandments.
Amen. Winston Churchill said this, the religion of Islam, above all others, was founded upon the sword. Moreover, it provides incentives to slaughter, and in three continents has produced fighting breeds of men filled with a wild and merciless fanaticism.
Sounds
That's
like
all you see. You ever notice their land? Like there's nothing sown.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reapage of anything.
Organization. That's right.
None.
That's what it gives you.
Have you ever seen Black Hawk Down?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
That
crazy business. Yeah.
A lot of that third world country garbage. But again, tyranny reigns in those particular areas.
Of course.
It's like going down into the hood and the drug dealer controls the scene, right? Because there is no law.
That's exactly what it is. And it's interesting, if there's any threat towards government, then the government changes the law and says, no, now you can do this too.
Yeah.
Go ahead and rape your women. And make sure there's four of them that see it.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, even if you rape them, I'll tell you what, when she comes forward to the government, we'll just throw her in prison.
Yep, it's her fault.
You heard about this, right?
It's her fault, yep.
Yeah, she was raped by three Muslims, mm-hmm. and they threw her in prison for 8 months, yes, in Dubai, mm-hmm. when she went to the authorities.
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty awesome for the guys.
Sounds like justice.
Isn't it? Yeah. I wonder how that's working out as far as their conscience goes, though.
Won't work in hell.
Who would want to serve a God? Let me ask you the question. My God says, thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not steal. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Honor your father and your mother. I mean, listen to all that. That is such a positive. That is great.
Yeah.
You know, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, do you think, like, for the Muslims, it's like, cut your neighbor's head off and then they'll cut your head off?
It's to love your neighbors yourself.
Yeah, I mean, do you think? I mean, is that like a? Is everybody going to prosper that way? It sounds like.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it sounds like they're kind of like destroying themselves, doesn't it?
It's a religion of peace, though. How do you figure they're destroying themselves?
Well, I don't know. I mean, killing their women, raping their women, stoning their women.
But it's peace.
Now, I understand Mosaic Institution. I agree with that. Okay? But not for the nitpicking, pitiless, weirdest, most backwards, unjust laws that I've ever heard of. A woman being raped goes to prison for 8 months when she turns in the three rapists?
Mm-hmm.
What? That government needs... What? That isn't a government.
No, it's not.
That's a regime.
That's not the rule of law. That's not the rule of law either.
No, I mean, that's not system. The rule of common sense, Jake.
Yeah, the 10 guys that just took those three that were suspected of infidelity. Infidelity, by the way, under the Islamic law or whatever it's called, Sharia law.
But it's okay for the guys, right?
It can be just a thought to look, you know, to maybe cast a flirtatious look. That's adultery and that dishonors the family. Therefore, I'm going to get 10 of my brothers. We're going to go kill these women, which is what happened in this. They were hitting them with sharp tools to death. Then they put their bodies together and threw them in the Nile River.
Sure.
There's no
court. Is that why they put those burqas over their head, those bags over their head of the wives? Because they don't want anybody looking at their wives?
They say they're protecting their women.
That's interesting. Alex de Tocqueville said, I studied the Quran a great deal. I came away from the study with the conviction that, by and large, there have been few religions in the world as deadly to men as that of Muhammad. As far as I can see, it is the principal cause of the decadence so visible today in the Muslim world, and though less absurd than the polytheism of old, it is social and political tendencies are, in my opinion, infinitely more to be feared, and I therefore regard it as a form of decadence rather than a form of progress in relation to paganism itself.
Next, that's the end. That's right. There's like a form. There's a facade of morality, right? Because they say don't commit adultery, right? They talk about homosexuality being immoral. They talk about don't commit murder. But then there's always a justification behind it. And this is what shows the political inception of this. You can have multiple wives if you want. or you can take advantage of maybe murder or adultery under certain circumstances or certain situations. So it shows that it's always a shifting standard. It's always a shifting standard. Now, I get a chance to witness to Muslim ladies. Anytime I see them, I always go up and I give them gospel tracts and I talk to them.
And they're cool,
Some of them are absolutely way cool.
When we did the college last year, Jake, in the spring, they all came on. It's like, hey, awesome.
I think
there's
truth.
There's
a reason you're here in America.
Of course.
You're following after. Now finish. Take the next step. It's not just about morality. It's about the sacrifice of the Son of God who gives life.
But what happens to Muslims when they convert over to Christianity?
I heard some pretty crazy stuff.
I mean, can you imagine like if we said, if you don't serve Christ, then we're going to behead you. We're going to kill you. We're going to dismember you. We're going to kill your family members. Wow.
We wouldn't be serving Christ.
If your God is God, then why do you have to try to persuade people through the sword that your God is God?
Yeah. Plus, you can't persuade. You can only breed fear through the sword.
That's it. And it's not filial. That is a diabolical fear.
Yeah. And the only person
you're scared to death that you're walking on eggshells that you might do something wrong. Yeah. That's baloney.
The only person that should feel a diabolical feel is criminals.
Amen.
Because that is the government's job, is to put terror in the hearts of who? Those that will break the law. That's their purpose, to keep peace. How do they keep peace for who? For those, not the religion of peace, for those that obey the laws. That's why we're in asylum here in America. And Muslims are not welcome to bring Sharia here and reinstate it.
Let's go back.
Reinstate it, I should say.
To the second president of the United States. This is great stuff. The precept, that which is entrusted unto men of the Quran, is perpetual war against all who deny that Muhammad is the prophet of God. The vanquished may purchase their lives by the payment of tribute. The victorious may be appeased by a false and delusive promise of peace. And the faithful follower of the prophet may submit to the imperious necessities of defeat. But the command to propagate the Muslim creed by the sword is always obligatory when it can be made effective. The commands of the prophet may be performed alike by fraud or by force. Is that why they're at war with America? Is that why Barack Hussein Obama is trying to upend that Constitution?
It sounds like a lot of the tactics that he's using. Fraud.
That John Adams was a part of, who helped pen that Constitution.
Right. Well, in this case, yeah.
Wow.
And this whole thing with Islam has been going on ever since there was an Isaac and there was an Ishmael.
Yes.
There's always been a persecution of that seed. Folks, our founders knew all about that. If you remember right, how did Columbus get the funding to come to, quote-unquote, discover America? Well, if we remember right, Spain was at war against who? The Moors, the Turk, the Muslims. They were at war against them. Islam has always been that little nuisance, because that's what it is. That's what it brings to community. We've read a lot of descriptions of it. And the bottom line is, going on to that again, if your God is God, then why are you coming here? Why do you need to take advantage of...
Well, they're probably saying the same thing through the politicians that go over there and steal away their oil.
That could be, too.
Okay, well, then it's their fault. Let's put them in a ring.
That's right. I'm game.
There needs not be war between us and other countries.
Put Mumbles and the Muslims in the ring.
That's right. Speaking of Mumbles... Oh, Kerry. Oh, you're killing me. Oh!
There's Teddy. There's Teddy.
Kerry, you're killing me. All right, here we go. Let's put them in a ring.
There we go.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep, there's Mumbles. There's your politicians, friends.
Okay, you heard him, Mr. Green. That's his testimony.
That's his testimony. Okay, folks, you got Bradley and Jake. That's right. Get him out of here. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or my Facebook. Be my friend if you're a doer. The word not a hearer, only deceiving yourselves. Bradley Dean, double E. 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do.
Time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male flex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer
Center also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.